Welcome to the discussion for the March 10th period. In this audio report, I will be detailing the short-range T picture, which is in the attached chart. You can click on the image to make it larger, or you can drag the image to the desktop and print it out. Second item is the discussion of the 20-year natural resource T, which updates the gold, the CRB index, which broke out to new highs this week. And make a brief mention of the Hubert's Peak, which will be my topic for my next report. This is deals with the scarcity of natural resources. It applies to oil, and it's the oil that's weighing oil price rise, which is weighing on the market right now. If you first turn to the short-term T picture, you will see that I have a short to answer the question about my short-range T, which was raised. If you look at the blue volume oscillator at the bottom, you can see that there was a green cash buildup line. It projects at peak more or less at the with a couple weeks to go, and that's really come about because we had a pullback in January, which caused a new cash buildup phase, and so the T gets a little bit bigger and so forth. The S&P 500 cash price peaked at the upper limit of the shorter channel, it was around 1220. And but we still have an intermediate term objective, which we discussed in our last report, which is currently 1239, which is higher. It is very likely that the sell-off here is going to have to be contained by the 55-day moving average, which is the at 1192, and so we look for that. And then, according to the T's concept, we have another turn up, and that's where we might be able to see this the intermediate term objective, which is currently 1239 on the S&P cash. I would make a comment right here is that I did some work on the charts and yesterday, and you notice the envelopes are very clever. This is a technique which was suggested by an early pioneer by the name of J.M. Hurst. He said that you could basically get more information out of time series by trying to put envelopes around the channel and coming up with a containment in terms of the energy of the fluctuations. And the channels define themselves by whether that energy wants to kick the market up or that it wants to kick it down, and you put in parameters which are helpful and so forth. Hurst's work led to this concept, and it's very good on the intermediate term, which we discussed in our last issue. However, Hurst came to a bad end. He wrote a book, which I have taken, and he put out a very expensive course for people. But the report is that in the years that followed, this was in the early 70s, something bad happened, and he ended up committing suicide. So I never really pursued it that far. The interesting thing about the short-term pictures in here is that they are very useful, but there's no money to be made in this item. So you really get in T theory and a feeling that you should go to look at the larger T's. And when you go to the larger T's, you see huge amplitudes, which can last for many years. And currently, the whole T theory is pushing us towards the natural resource sector and has been for some time. I first wanted to start out on the natural resource kick. I was more or less interested in the gold because we had a major top in the 2000 period, and gold is the natural alternative. As you might remember from the earlier comments, there was a 20-year decline in gold from 1980 to 2000, and it looked like it was ending, and that would project a 20-year uptrend. That can have a very high amplitude, and it can have a very high profitability associated with it over a reasonably long period of time. The Aiden sisters work that I commented on was that you had to hold a 65-week moving average, which is a substitute for the 39-week moving average, and we use them for the S&P. And the concept then moved on to looking for a retest, which has happened, and gold has started to move up to 440, and we would like to see it to go up to 460. Now we move on to what we call a natural resource T. Another thing that happened this week, which is important, was the CRB index, which is a basket of commodities, broke out into new highs. Turns out that the CRB index has the same pattern. That is a peak in 1980, a 20-year decline, and it has broken out. But the CRB is much more intensely focused on the upside. as opposed to gold, which is sort of dawdling along to into a bull market. The CRB index is important because it's a basket of many commodities, most of which come out of the ground, which is the common characteristic, and is now at the forefront, based on a large T, which says it's likely to stay with us for some period of time. Now, in the technical terms, all these items that come out of the ground are called commodities. But if you take that mutual fund link, which I have posted last week, you'll find out the investment is all in the category known as natural resources. If you look at natural resource funds, you'll find out that's where the action is. When you look on the 3 to 5 year period, you'll see that they did very well this year. And other suggestions are that you would want to take a pretty close look at this sector. I have about half my money invested in natural resources, so I have much more interest in the 20-year T for natural resources than I do with this short-term picture. This picture of improvements in natural resources tends to spill over into the oil area or the energy area because it's the one resource that's now very prominent in the news. It's the reason that we're seeing some weakness, but we're also seeing weakness in natural resource stocks as the profit taking is taking its toll there. Next week, I'm going to turn to another aspect of the natural resources called the Hubert Peak, and over the weekend I will post a link to the initial discussion, and you might want to read that. A oil geologist by the name of Marion King Hubert, who was a doctor of geology, in the 1950s discovered a interesting set of analytical ways to look at scarce resources. And in the 50s, he applied this to oil, and he computed that in the mid-1970s there was going to be a great peak in production, which has now become known as the Hubert Peak, in the mid-1970s. This concept is the first capability of predicting an oil explosion in price, and Dr. Hubert is now deceased, but the link that I will give you discusses the new Hubert Peak, which is basically the 20-year natural resource T, if you look at the basis for it. It's very interesting because it discusses commodities in the sense of scarcity, unlike our normal equities, which we find in the S&P 500. They don't have any growth. There's no technological invitation. It's pure scarcity of resources that drives the price up. And I'd like to make that the basis of a companion to a magic tea theory before we get too far into the natural resource tea. That's it for now, and I'll post again next week. Thanks for your comments. Send them along. Bye-bye.